Joining me in the studio for the July edition of Our Town is Chief John Pitcher. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, George.
It's weird, you know, because it's normally Commander, and as we talked one other time, bittersweet, but you are the person in charge now, and I guess you've been getting acclimated over the time. You kind of had a great mentor in Chief Tom Turner. How have you been easing into the position, or did you just jump right in?
Well, you know, Chief Turner, he'd been sick for a while, and I've been acting chief for about a year. Chief would come back a little bit at a time and when he thought he could, but not much over the last year. So I've been doing the job for this last year, obviously calling the chief, keeping him advised, but I've been doing it. So I've been prepared for it over this last year.
Talk to me a little bit about your background, your beginnings with law enforcement, and kind of how that all got started. How did you get interested in the first place in law enforcement?
Well, as a high school kid, you know, I wanted to do this. And then I went into the Air Force, and I was a law enforcement trooper in the Air Force for 4 years. And then from there, I'd met my wife in Wyoming, and she's from here, and from Oregon. Her family was in law enforcement, so that's what brought me out to Oregon. Florence was the first place I went to work, so I've been here for a little over 34 years. I always say when you find the right place the first time, you just stay put. Wow. And so here I've been officer, detective, sergeant, lieutenant, commander, and now chief.
What was which of the transitions was the most difficult for you over time? Was it going from officer to detective, or was it moving up the ranks?
No, I think the most difficult was probably the lieutenant commander spot, because it's so much different than officer, detective, sergeant. I'm learning the chief thing. There's a lot of things there that you don't know about when you're younger, and you think, oh, I want to be chief someday. And then when you get there, you're like, okay, I didn't know that was going to be part of the job. But it's been a good transition. But going from sergeant to lieutenant commander is probably the hardest step.
Is that a much more supervisory and detailed paperwork kind of position?
Yes, it is. You know, and you are the number two. And yeah, I always say, you know, the number two's always kind of got to be the no guy, the bad guy, because you're protecting the number one and you're doing what's right for the department. So it's always got that little bit to it, and, you know, just part of the job.
Now, I have a son who was Air Force, what are the security forces, I think they called it now. I don't know if that's what they called it back then.
No, it's changed now. Yeah. So, yeah.
I was going to say, because when I was talking to him, it didn't seem like a law enforcement job, but I guess it was security at the gates and stuff like that. How much different was it, that transition from security forces into regular police work?
When I was in, they separated security and law enforcement, and it was law enforcement. It is a lot different than civilian law enforcement, though. I mean, it's patrol, and you can write tickets and make arrests. But in the Air Force, you always have the commander, the first sergeant, kind of takes care of the problems, and you don't do as much actual enforcement, which is not the same on the outside, of course, in the civilian world. So it's a big difference, but it did give me a little bit of a taste.
Moving forward, I'm guessing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm guessing you like the way things are set up and the way things have been run, especially under Chief Tom Turner and that. So do we see any major changes coming down the road? Or?
No, nothing major. Chief Turner and I, he's a great mentor, good friend. We agreed on pretty much everything. You know, I'm sure there'll be a little bit of changes, but like I said, I've been here a little over 34 years, so I think everybody knows me, and I've pretty much, you know, established how and what I'm going to do. So I don't think there's going to be anything major.
What about in staffing, as far as filling your prior position or maybe adding another sergeant or somewhere? Is that something that's in the foreseeable future?
We're gonna take a little bit of time. We are going to make changes, but right now we're staffed well, but we have a lot of people out injuries right now. So I don't want to hurt patrol. And if you start doing promotions, that's who you're going to hurt. You're going to hurt patrol. So we're going to wait. And then our HR person is going to be off for a little while. So we're going to wait until after the first of the year. And then we'll make those decisions, whether we want to look at doing a lieutenant's position or another sergeant position, or how we're going to handle that.
Now, the 4th of July fireworks the other night, was that Florence Police Department's first turn at helping out kind of with the organization of people leaving the area, or have you guys done that before?
This is the first time we've done traffic control at the intersections. We've always worked the 4th of July down there,
right,
and had a good presence. But over the years, that's what we're seeing, that there's a lot of issues trying to get out of there. So we set up on the two intersections at Harbor and First and Harbor and Second, and Western Lane Fire and Emergency Authority set up at first to Noble and second Noble, to try to help clear that out and get that congestion out of there a lot quicker.
Now, with the first time, how do you felt like it went? I was there right there on Noble and first, and I felt like I got out very quickly.
Yeah, I was in the port, but I parked up closer to the event center, so I was able to walk out and get out right away. But the sergeant that was in charge last night, he got a hold of me. Sounds like there's the initial big rush, you know, that they got to take care of. But once they got that settled and got everybody going, it sounded like it went real well.
How about any knuckleheads from the 4th of July?
Nothing major. Nothing, you know, major. We had a couple small things, but other than that, it was a good day.
All right. Again, congratulations to you, again, under the circumstances, you know, but I believe it was the right choice, and I'm glad you decided to accept that and move forward with
it. Well, thank you. I've had a lot of support, you know, calls and comments and emails, and I really appreciate it. City management and council have been very supportive, and I appreciate it. And I'm honored to do this. We have a really good department, and I'm honored to be the chief.
Well, like with Tom Turner, you're very approachable, so it makes things easier for people to communicate and to relate to the position that you have. So that's a good sign. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Right. I'm always open for somebody to call me or stop by.
All right. Open door policy.
Yes, I do.
All right. Chief John Pitcher, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming up in the next hour of Our Town, we'll talk to Aaron Reynolds and Bill Meyer from Pura with more on the Quince Street property on the July edition of Our Town.